don't know if you're a good speller, but S-A-R-A-H?
Sarah.
Okay. And the other...
That's my wife's name.
Oh, that's your...
Yeah, she's Sally, but her real name is Sarah Jane.
Is that often is Sally used in place of Sarah sometimes?
Named for my grandma Sally.
Okay.
Yeah, and Sarah has become a real popular name in recent years.
I like it.
For a lot of years it wasn't, but yeah. most of all Sarahs I've ever known have been known as Sally.
Wow, I didn't know that. That's interesting when you find, you know, as a kid learning that Jack was John and things like that.
Yeah.
But I never knew that one.
Yeah.
And the other one is spelled N-E-L-L-Y.
Nelly?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was her mom's name.
Oh, really? Is that
well,
short for something?
I.E., wasn't it?
No, no.
Is that?
She was Nell.
Yeah, she went by Nell, but it was I.E.
Okay. What's a jackleg?
A jackleg. That's somebody that... a jackleg carpenter is somebody that isn't too proficient. He'll try anything. Uh-huh. A jackleg, jack of all trades, I guess.
Oh, okay.
A
person who represents another person in court is called a what?
An attorney.
Okay. And what about the person that presides over a court case?
Oh, the judge, you mean?
Yeah. Do you have other terms for strong? If something is strong, it's also...
Having grown up in a Hispanic community, to me that is... fuerte or macho, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Strong is stout, I guess, if I was just talking to you.
Okay.
I'd say, old buddy is stout.
Do you know much Spanish?
Huh? Oh, not a lot.
Just words here and
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
When somebody has an illness, like they ate something bad, is there another way of, what would you say you are, or that person is? You're sort of feeling bad in the stomach.
I'd say bilious.
Okay.
Yeah, she would. That's not a word I would use. I don't know what
upset,
I would say.
Upset stomach?
Uh-huh.
Yes, I'd say you had a bellyache.
Okay. What about if you're having trouble talking?
Like I do quite often.
Yeah.
Like if I were hoarse.
Okay. And if your joints feel really bad, like your fingers, and I don't know if it affects your elbows or stuff, but I know it affects your hands and your fingers when you get older. It's called what?
Yeah, like arthritis.
Yeah. Got any other terms for that you hear your friends use or anything?
Well, yeah, that was an old-fashioned.
Anybody ever call it Arthur or something like that, or arthritis or something?
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
And if you have a bad appendix, it's called what? The sickness.
Appendicitis.
Okay. Here's one, and I'm not sure how it's caused. Diphtheria. Is that a problem around here?
Diphtheria.
Yeah.
No, the kids get their vaccination from their babies.
Ah, so it used to be a problem.
Don't have any.
Okay. And what is Rocky Mountain fever?
That's caused from tick bite.
Okay. If you cut yourself with something, bad enough to go to the hospital, what is that called? Or if you hurt yourself?
When they sew you up, that'd be a suture, but
yeah.
That is laceration.
Okay.
Laceration or what's an abrasion? Is that just a skin swab?
No, that's just
yeah.
Skin isn't broken.
Do you ever use the term sickly? Like if somebody's sick a lot? You know,
oh, yeah.
Comes,
oh, yeah.
Is there another way of saying that? If somebody's sickly?
You want to